Hey everyone, this is Larry Asbury Jr., aka Blue Man Rule with Opal Forum Radio, and I just want to stop by and tell you a little bit about the network. I thank you for being here, but there we have so much more to offer. I don't want you to miss out on what we have. So for the funniest and the best drunken podcast around, check out the 40cast. For the most circumspect podcast debate around, check out Prove Your Point. For Open Forum Radio's official gaming podcast and roundtable based podcast, check out Guide Button. Now, WFR Productions brings you a cornucopia of different topics, all from our own in-house radio personality, and Geeks FTW just touches on anything geeky. Now, if you want to combine your love for music and games on the downloadable scene with a nice, cool, laid-back cat, I highly recommend Section Z, because he has two passions but one mic. If you want to voyeur into your fanboy or fangirlism and talk a little bit of tech and gaming, then please, Truthfully Geeking is the show for you. Now, the Angry Mailman Networks dropped some hilarity with the Angry Mailman podcast, but now with Who Am I, we get real serious and then we talk some things. The Knox Family Broadcast brings you a multifactorial view of life. So all the areas that make us up, presented to you by Knox himself. And we have to jump up across the pond for our friends over there. The Front Page to Screen Media Empire features our own in-house movie critic extraordinaires. And we also want to welcome and invite to share with you our newest member of the family, Vault Reviews. Opal Forum Radio is a fresh breeze in podcasting, guaranteed to have something that fits your bill. Thanks for listening, and let's get it. This spot brought to you by the Onyx Project of Opal Forum Radio, the evolution of audio podcasting.
Welcome to episode 67 of the Geeks for the Win podcast. I am William, your host, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
I've got nothing clever to say this week.
Wow. Epic fail.
Hot pockets are hot.
I figured you were going to say some Star Wars Old Republic reference.
Once I start on Star Wars, I won't stop.
Gotcha. Well, that's just a tease of what's to come in this episode.
I've actually got multiple Star Wars topics.
And that's going to be great. I'm looking forward to hearing it. But we are the Geeks for the Win podcast. You can find us at thegeeksftw.com. And we are part of the Open Forum Radio Network.
And FTW stands for the Win.
Yes. Like I said, Geeks for the Win, and you can find us at thegeeksftw.com. That's spelling it out, not pronouncing it, which last week I kind of got off on a little rant about that, but let's see. I guess, what have you been up to, Stuart? We can...
Let me pull up my own show notes. I finally finished watching all of Spider-Man, the animated series, and I was sad at the end.
Yeah, because it ended in a cliffhanger.
It definitely did, yes.
Yeah, but wasn't it so cool how Stan Lee was in it?
Yes.
Yeah, I loved that. That was awesome. See, I have that whole show memorized. I've watched it so many times.
Oh, I have too. I just rewatched it.
Yeah, I think the last time I watched it was about a year ago, but I totally remember it, and. Unfortunately, the Spider-Man, well, I think Unlimited,
yeah,
show right after was kind of bad. At the time,
it wasn't great.
Yeah, at the time, I thought it. I you know when I was a kid, I was enjoying it and thought it was awesome. And then, come to think of it, looking back at it, watching it when it came on Instant Watch, I was like, "This is really really bad.
I mean, honestly, if you look at the animated series and you're watching it, if you try to think of it as watching it new, like you're watching it today for the first time, it's got a bunch of plot holes and a bunch of like, huh, I wonder why this person just did this all of a sudden. You know, how did that person just figure that out of nowhere?
Well, it's a lot of that. It was the '90s, after all. I mean,
I know, but I'm saying, you know, if you look at it, if you look at the animated series that way, it's still good. But if you look at
through the eyes of a kid,
I don't know. I don't think a kid nowadays would like it.
Oh, my nephews love it.
Really? Okay.
My nephews love it. They're in love with that show.
That gives me warm fuzzies. So.
Yeah, but you know, and then. But they don't get half of it, you know, because they're little kids. But still, they just love seeing Spider-Man and, you know, Venom and Dr. Octopus and all the villains. I do got to say that I think the Spider-Man animated series and the Batman animated series are like the two best.
Yes.
Because they were just filled with the best villains.
And it makes me sad that the Batman animated series is not on Netflix Instant Watch.
Yet. I'm hoping.
Which I think they missed. I don't know if we've talked about this before, because I remember thinking about this. But I think they missed a big window of opportunity when Arkham City came out. Yeah. I think Netflix should have put the animated series on Instant Watch right then and there.
Yeah, I know they've had some Batman animated stuff. I know... Under the Red Hood used to be on there. It's not anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, they had what was it? They got rid of that too. Mask of the Phantasm.
Okay.
That used to be on there. There used to be a couple of the Batman movies that were on there, you know, the Batman animated movies, but it looks like they've taken all of them off. But they still have Batman Forever.
Ugh.
And I saw a GameStop commercial where they were talking about if you buy Arkham City at GameStop, you'll get an ultraviolet copy of Batman Forever free. And I'm thinking,
I saw that too.
I'm thinking, like, that's supposed to be an incentive.
Oh, why punish the people? Oh, I love Jim Carrey, but
yeah. I mean, the thing I remember from that movie was when Robin goes, "Holy rusted metal, Batman!" And he goes, "Huh?" He's like, "There's you know, the metal, there's holes and it's rusted."
That one's okay. It's, I think everything about that movie is Two-Face was way too happy.
Yeah, at least Batman and Robin had like Uma Thurman and Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah,
at least it had some eye candy.
Yeah, so then you got to see Batgirl butt instead of Batman nipples.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a definite shame that it's not on Netflix. But what else? What else have you been watching?
There was. I just say my entire week was just full of a bunch of different Star Wars stuff.
Already?
Okay. Turkey happened.
Yeah, turkey was good.
I didn't leave the apartment. I came back after Thanksgiving around 10 o'clock, and I didn't leave my apartment again until Sunday around 9. And that was to help a friend not move a couch.
Not move a couch. I love that.
Well, the entire incentive of me going over there was to help him move a couch, and I got there and the couch wasn't even there.
Ah.
So I said, see ya, I've got the Old Republic to play.
Yeah. Huh. Anything else? I know you're going to get into the Old Republic soon.
Why don't you go ahead, and then I'll come in later with my Star Wars weekend.
Alrighty, let's see. Turkey happened. That was good. Turkey, you know, the usual green bean casserole. Yummy, yummy.
I don't like green bean casserole.
That's the only time I'll eat green beans is green bean casserole with the Campbell's cream of mushroom soup and the fried onions.
Oh, it's so
good.
Green beans, just don't mess with them. They're good by themselves.
Yeah, but anyways, pumpkin had some pumpkin pie, and then it was time for me to leave. I went. A friend picked me up. We went to Walmart for started our Black Friday, which was on Thursday night.
Black Friday, which started on Thursday. That makes no sense. Well, I hate what Black Friday has become.
Well, I mean, we got some good deals. He got a TV, you know, 32-inch, 720p TV for like under $300, which if you're a geek like us, you know, that's really not that good of a deal.
No, considering you can get a 40-inch for around $200.
Yeah, 40-inch 1080p.
Yeah.
But
this was all on Black Friday.
Yeah, but he, I guess, doesn't really care too much about that. I tried talking him out of it, but he was just like, and I'm like, okay, it's your TV. All I know is when I get a big HD TV, it's definitely going to be full HD. I got a few movies, a few Blu-ray movies for Christmas gifts. They had a bunch for $5 each. I picked me up a Dance Central 2 for $15.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And my friend, he also got Arkham City for $27, $28.
That is also not bad.
Yeah. They also had a bunch of other, they had like Battlefield 3 and, for $28 and Gears for $28 and a bunch of other games on sale. Really good deals. Walmart had the best deals for games anyways. Because Best Buy had like, you know, their games were like 30-something. But anyways, we don't have a Best Buy, so that was out of the question, no matter what.
Well, I actually now live in a town with a Best Buy, and on my way home to Thanksgiving, I actually saw tents outside of Best Buy.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So, I don't know. I actually live in a town now with more things than Walmart. So
yeah.
So this is a whole kind of new experience for me.
Unfortunately, it's not even a town, it's a city. That's what's sad about it. My city is like basically survives off of Walmart.
Yeah, that's what mine.
I mean, we got a
hometown did, but now I've got a mall and a Best Buy and a
We've got a mall, but there's like nothing really there but just other clothing stores. There's just like American Eagle, like a bunch of other preppy type clothing stores. I couldn't honestly tell you. A bunch of girls clothing stores, and that's really it. I mean, we don't have any electronic stores in our mall. No, we used to have a bookstore, but it was a Border Zone bookstore, and they went out of business. So, yeah, the mall really isn't anything big. I mean,
well, GameStop is on our mall, and I think that's the only time I've actually been in the mall was to go to GameStop.
Yeah, we've got a GameStop at our mall too, but there's a GameStop in front of Walmart down the street from my house, which is a lot closer than the mall, which the mall's on the other side of town, so it's no point in going to the mall for me. But let's see, what else? Came back to my place when everything was said and done. Black Friday, when our Black Friday was over with, and that was like at 4 in the morning, 4 or 5. Grabbed my stuff.
And while you idiots were outside freezing your asses off, rushing around, fighting old ladies off with handbags, I was in my nice cozy bed.
I did not have a handbag to fight old ladies with.
No, the old ladies had the handbag.
I know. But I don't know. But anyways, grabbed my stuff, went over to my friends and stayed there for the weekend, and we gamed. Long overdue time gaming. Played a bunch of Modern Warfare 3. I think almost level 40 now. So okay. I'm getting up there. well, let me go on Call of Duty Elite while I'm talking. But then I finished. Actually, I finished Gears of War 3.
Finally.
And we started on the second act because I had only finished the first act. So.
Wow. But we were so pumped about that game.
I was. It's just I was busy and a lot of, you know, stuff happened. But finished that, played a bunch of it. They had a special mode. The multiplayer had a special mode where the boom shotguns had chickens in them. So they were cluck shots because it was, I think it was Thanksgiving or something. They did some special mode, I guess, since there's chickens in the game. Like you'll come across chickens randomly or whatever. And I guess that's the closest thing to turkeys, you know, for Thanksgiving. So you were able to blow people up with chickens on Thanksgiving weekend.
Huh.
It was kind of fun. But I finished this campaign, and on normal, I still got to finish it on. I got to run through it to grab the collectibles on easy, and then I got to find a group to do it on insane. Get me my achievements. And play more multiplayer, because I remembered how much I really liked that game. And let's see what else. I finally watched the second Harry Potter movie, or the second part of the last Harry Potter movie. The Deathly Hallows Part 2.
What'd you think of it?
It was all right. I mean, I think there was a lot of
Were you surprised
things.
By the ending?
No. I read the books.
Yeah, I knew you had. That's why I asked.
But wasn't Dumbledore's brother dead in the books?
No. I remember him being in it.
I could have sworn his brother was.
I remember from the books, Dumbledore and Albert. What was his brother's name? Albert?
I can't remember.
Whatever his brother's name.
Yeah.
Is they did not get along. So he basically was dead to him.
Okay, maybe that's it.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just seemed like a lot of stuff. Like there was some stuff that just it definitely changed from the books, and that's just how the Harry Potter books have or the movies have been.
Yeah,
you know, they've always changed a lot of stuff. Like in the Goblet of Fire, when they had Neville give him the Gillyweed when it was supposed to be Dobby. That I'm still upset about that because they took away Dobby. You know, more Dobby, because Dobby is like one of my favorite characters in Harry Potter. Period.
And he's barely in it.
Yeah, barely in the movies. But they brought him back so he could die. I'm so glad they
Hooray.
Did that.
Oh wait.
Yeah. But
I think, you know, going to the very end of that movie, Jenny looked not like an adult. She just like the whole epilogue scene.
19 years later.
Yeah. That thing. She did not look right at all.
They all didn't look right. They all looked like they were normal, but they were just like, they looked like they had cancer or something. I mean, seriously, they just looked like they
Harry,
were...
Harry looked... he looked a little funny, but not like Jenny did. She just did not look right.
They all looked like they were just like a bit sick, I think. I don't know. That's just... That's the opinion... That's the opinion I got. Or the impression I got is they just seemed like they were, you know, just...
I think you can't do the whole makeup aging thing until you're at least 40.
Yeah, 40 or at least like maybe 30 in your 30s.
30, 35, like, yeah. Not in your early 20s.
Early 20s, yeah. Or I don't even know who Jenny, how old she was. Probably, I don't know.
Late teens.
Still teens, yeah. But... It was all right. I have a beef though with Sony. Sony can just take their network and shove it up there. Yeah, cause I got a code or I got a free credit or whatever. I saw a deal where you sign up for one of their email to get email notifications, and they give you a free, you know, $6 credit, which basically is an HD movie. So I downloaded the Harry Potter movie, and this was like a week ago, I think. I just got around to watching it now, but I downloaded it, and somehow, like maybe one of my dogs sat on the remote or something, and the movie played or whatever. And you know, once you start playing it, it expires after 24 hours.
Oh, you didn't buy the movie. You rented it.
Yeah, and that happened on, like, it shows it happened on Sunday. So by the time I went to trying to watch it, nope. It's, you know, but that's not the thing that I hate the most about Sony right now. Then I shell out $6 to rent the to re-rent it, you know.
Yeah.
It says, oh, you already have the content downloaded. All you need to do is read, you know, all you need to do is download the license. And okay, yep, it works. Play. It starts. You see Voldemort with the wand, finds the wand, holds it up. And then it says, like, it gives me an error and cannot play. Restart my PS, you know, I restart, start my PS3, try it again. Same thing. Error. Cannot play. I even fast forward past that, and then I was like, oh, it got past it. And then I press play, and then nope. Error. Cannot play. And I'm like, man, screw this shit. I've already paid for it twice. I'm bootlegging this shit. But no, I ended up renting it another. I ended up obtaining it another way, legally, for all you people who maybe have any concerns.
For you glove boxes of the world.
Yeah, but yeah. So that I got kind of pissed off about that. Let's see. As far as TV goes, not really much. Not really much. I need to watch the new Dexter, and then I guess the new Merlin. I haven't watched those yet. The Walking Dead, the season or mid-season finale. Yeah, first half of the season ended, and it ended pretty interesting. Definitely interesting. And I guess that's really it for me. I guess we can continue on you. Which will transition into Old Republic.
Okay, before I actually get into Old Republic, over the weekend while I was playing Old Republic, on Spike TV, all weekend long was a Star Wars marathon. So while I was playing Old Republic, I was also watching all six movies over
and over. Oh, God. Why'd you do that to yourself?
It was on. I didn't have to get up and do and change them. I just let them run.
Wait, there's six of them, you say? I only know
Sunday. Sunday it was the first three, which, you know, and then Saturday was the first three, and then Sunday was the good three.
I only know about three. I need to look into those other three you're talking about.
That's okay. Don't distrain yourself there. But
are you talking? Do you mean the cartoon movies or?
No, I'm talking about the Christmas special.
Ah, wait, they released that? Wow. That's on Thanksgiving? Wow, that's crazy.
Well, that's, you know, Santa Claus, but, you know, you saw Santa Claus on Thanksgiving, so.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Anyway, continue. Today, I finished the Revan book, which, it was good. It really was. Like, it takes place, the first half of the book takes place in between Cult War 1 and 2, and the second half takes place after 2 because the Exile shows up. So, I don't know, are you planning on actually reading the book?
Important book to read, or?
Well, it's like it lets you, like, it tells you what happens to Revan after Cult War's 1. And what happens to the Exile after KOTOR 2.
Oh, I never played KOTOR.
We're done. Podcast done. Oh my god. Okay. Revan was a Jedi who who fought in a war that the Jedi Council didn't want the Jedis to fight in, but he thought it was important, so he went and fought. And while doing that, he discovered that the Sith were still alive. And when I mean, I don't mean like the Sith as in a group of people. I mean the Sith as in the species, the Sith, which are red-skinned and have face tentacles.
Okay.
And he ends up turning over to the dark side somehow. It doesn't say how in the game, but it does in the book. And then he ends up losing his memory. Then he falls in love with a female Jedi and goes back to the good to the side of light. Then fights his former apprentice. It's a good game.
Okay, but real quick, before we lose any more listeners, let me try to redeem myself. Okay. KOTOR, the KOTOR games came out during the time when I wasn't a gamer.
That's no excuse.
How's that no excuse?
That is no excuse.
It came out when I wasn't a gamer, during the time in my life when I just didn't own, you know, I didn't own a PC that could play anything, or a console. So, but I've watched people play. I've watched a friend play one of the KOTOR games, but he kept talking about, I was going to play it, when I was watching him play it, there was just so many issues he had, like bug issues and stuff that I kept seeing, and I was thinking.
Did he try playing it on an Xbox 360?
No, he played it on his PC.
Huh. Well, KOTOR 1, I know, is on Steam for like $10, and it works. Yeah, fine. It works.
I'm probably gonna pick it up this. Wait. Well, by the time the listeners are hearing this month, you know, when I'm sure Steam will, you know, the holiday sales.
And with the MMO coming out, yeah, they might.
Yeah, I'll probably end up picking it up for like, you know, $3 or 99 cents maybe. I wouldn't be surprised.
It's a good game. It really is. It's one of my all-time favorite games.
Now, I hear the first one is crap and the second one's the good one.
Or no, wrong.
Is that backwards? Backwards. I heard one of them is bad.
It's not bad. It's just, it's not like the first. The story's not as interesting as the first one.
So I should just focus on the first one?
I'd say play them both, but if you have to pick just one, I'd go with the first.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have the Old Republic to be playing, most likely. So.
Well, okay. Revan is mentioned a lot in the Old Republic. I want to say a lot, but I've come across them a couple times. Well, his name.
So is there, like, can I just, like, read the book and not have to play the game?
No. It assumes that you've played the games. You know what happened.
Okay, so I can just play the first one, and is the Revan in the second one, or?
No, Revan is mentioned, because it takes place, like, 2 years later, and the Exile, which is the main character, didn't have a relationship, but knew Revan, and was, like, basically Revan's advisor, that kind of thing, during the war that the Jedi Council didn't want him to fight.
Okay, so first one I need to play for the story?
Yes.
Okay. I'll look into that.
And canon says Jedi was a male and went light, and the Exile in 2 was a female and went light. Because there's a morality system, you can pick light or dark.
Okay, gotcha.
Just so you know. But, okay, that's all the non-The Old Republic talk. Time to talk about The Old Republic.
That's the non-Old Republic talk. Yeah.
I played The Old Republic this weekend.
Really? Wow. So, you gonna cancel your pre-order?
Fuck no.
I definitely saw that coming.
For those of you who have not played an MMO, I think this is a good entrance to the MMO universe, because there is such a single player element to it that you can almost ignore everybody else, like all the idiots running around in their underwear. You can almost ignore.
You don't have to, right? You can still play with.
No, yeah, yeah. Like there are some quests where you have to get in groups. You know, those are the it calls heroic quests, where the enemy is going to be a little bit harder to beat, and you can't kind of beat it on your own. And then there's also the flashpoints, which is the instances or dungeons in this game, which I did one, and that was not a great time, but not a great. I am just not thinking of words today. Not a great experience that time, because the group that I grouped up with had already beaten every single person in there except the last boss, and he was hard. Like, and I've heard other people talk about that one boss, and they all said it's hard. And wow. It's also kind of hard when your healer doesn't freaking heal. But that's just another thing. I played for my first character a human Jedi Knight, because I always end up playing humans on every game. That's just what I go to. And I played the Jedi Knight because I knew I didn't want to touch Sith Warrior, because that's what I want to be my main when the game is released. So I didn't want to spoil myself for any of that story. But I went Jedi Knight, and I seriously thought about changing my main over to a Jedi Knight, because I loved that story. That was an amazing story. And each class gets their own kind of story. It's like the main quests for each class. It has its own like main quest, which I don't think an MMO has really had a main quest, just a bunch of random quests in an area.
Well, I think DC Universe Online, I think that's kind of similar. I think they have a main quest in that. I could be wrong.
Not like this, because for the main quest, in certain parts, you would go into a room, but in order to go into that room, you would have to pass a force field, and you can just walk right through it if it's green, because that means you can access that. You know, it's for you. You can access it at that time. But if it's red, it's probably for another class, or it's, you know, you've either already seen it or you're not to that point in the quest yet. And when you pass that force field, it takes you into an instance of your own, like where you are the only one that can interact with anything. And it's all like there's the whole dialogue system where, you know, you press either one, two, or three to pick, you know, what your dialogue options will be, and it'll give you a short summary of what they'll say, of what your character will say. And sometimes, you know, you pick one, you're like, oh, why'd you just say that? Oh, no, that was not what you said. Oh, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That did not equal the summary at all.
Kind of like Mass Effect.
Exactly. It's BioWare.
Yeah.
But what I keep hearing people say is that if you want to go light side, you pick one. If you want to go dark side, you pick three. Or if you just want to stay in the middle, pick two. But that is wrong. I don't know. Those people just were not paying attention.
So they switch it up? They make you actually
kind of
have attention?
Yeah. Three usually is the dark side points, and you can kind of tell, hey, that's going to be, you know, dark side. But sometimes you get dark side and light side points, you know, and it's all measured on like a meter, you know, whether you go light or dark. And it will tell you how many light side points you get. Then it'll subtract all the dark side points you have, and that'll come up with your light meter. Now that's kind of the way that I see it. But sometimes I notice that if you pick, you know, two, you might get more light side points than you would have if you would have picked one. Or you might not have even got light side points if you picked one. So I don't think those people were paying attention at all.
Man, I'm just so upset I didn't get into the beta. But go on.
I also played a female Sith pure blood, which is the red-skinned Sith pureblood.
No, you said a female?
Female, yes.
Okay. See,
I don't usually play females, but I, you know, I might as well just do it for once.
I was going to ask you about that, what you thought about men playing female characters.
I totally understand why they do it, but I just have never done it.
I mean, to be honest, in Borderlands, I picked the girl, not only because I liked her powers,
but
I like, you know, I like looking at a female character instead of a male character.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's definitely why, you know, a lot of male people play.
I won't go around females. I won't go around telling people, you know, hey, I'm a female. No, I'll be like, hey, yeah, I'm a dude, but I'm playing a chick. You know?
Oh no, a lot of people just go, nope, I'm a female. I'm a woman.
I'm not. I wouldn't be doing that because
I'm a lady. No. Well, because especially in a gaming environment, females are treated differently, and you can just, like, people will just sometimes give you stuff if you say you're a woman. Like, oh, you're a woman? Here's 5 gold. Okay, thanks. Here's this awesome armor set. Thanks! That does totally happen, so.
Okay, now, I guess go on. I'll wait for questions till you're done.
Female Sith pureblood, not the warrior, but the, I can't think of the other, Inquisitor, that's it. I couldn't think of the class. And that was definitely interesting.
So, 3 characters.
No, it was just 2.
Oh, 2?
Yeah,
oh,
the Jedi Knight and the Sith, the Inquisitor.
Oh, okay, the Sith girl, okay, yeah.
Yes. And I kind of did like the Sith Inquisitor female. Like, because she was she was a smart ass about everything.
Oh, that sounds like a good character.
Yeah, I liked it. So, but I didn't, like, it's just my personal playstyle. I didn't like the Sith Inquisitor itself.
Now, how does the Sith Inquisitor play out?
Okay, the Sith Inquisitor and the Jedi Consular are the same, play the exact same. So when I talk about the Sith Inquisitor, I also am talking about the Jedi Consular too. They are force focused. Like, they use force powers instead of hitting stuff, which I like to just go, hey, hit stuff.
Oh, that was funny.
But like the Sith Inquisitor just uses, you know, a lot of force lightning. Like, I made it to level, I think, 12, and I got at least 4 lightning attacks, like, different lightning attacks.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And I, you know, like I said, I like to hit stuff. I don't want to stand back and shoot lightning. And I did not like the Inquisitor's companion at all. He looked like, his face looked like an asshole with teeth. That's all I'm going to say about that. And I had a hard time gaining his affection. Because, you know, you can gain affection points, for the dialogue choices that you pick. Like, whether they like you more. And the more they like you, the more powerful that they are, I think. I don't know. I just know that if you lose a lot of affection and they end up hating you, they'll leave. So I think if I would have played a Sith Inquisitor for a lot longer, I think that companion would have left.
Now, can you pick up different companions? Or
you can. I didn't pick any more up on the Inquisitor because I just didn't make it that far. But on the Jedi Knight, I made it to level 18. And I already, and by level 18, I had 3 companions and my ship. Let's see, which the second companion on the Jedi Knight is another Jedi. So, but, okay, that kind of reminds me. The first companion for the Jedi Knight is an astromech droid, T7. I can't remember the other 2 numbers or digits. He, you know, it's just, you know, the R2-D2 beep boop kind of thing. But in the chat box, you can see what he's saying. And I loved what he was saying. Because in my head, the way it was coming out was totally awesome. Because it was in like computer code, kind of. Be like / T7 plus Jedi equals Galactic Heroes / you know, that kind of thing. And every now and then I'll hear T7 go, T7 equals got Jedi's back.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, I loved T7. I really did. Let's see, what else did I do? Space combat. I did do space combat once.
No, what's that exactly? Like,
well, you're in your ship, and the mission that I did, I think they all change. But the mission that I did was to escort another ship to a bigger ship, that kind of thing. And meanwhile, the Empire is attacking that ship, and it's all it's an on rails kind of thing. You know, you can dodge rocks and that kind of stuff, but you know, your mouse is the cursor, and you just shoot them down. You shoot the enemy fighters down and that kind of thing. I was expecting it to be bad, or at least really laggy, but it wasn't. It was very smooth. And that actually kind of, a lot of this stuff, I'm just reminding a lot of stuff I want to talk about. The graphics in this game are phenomenal, but they're not a graphics hog. Like, it just doesn't take up a lot of graphics memory to make it look wonderful. I have a 6-year-old computer that I'm playing this on.
But how, graphics card wise?
I do have a monster graphics card. I have a 1024.
I think if I remember correctly, I think the minimum requirements is actually an NVIDIA 7600 or 70 something hundred, which that's really not, you know, right. Yeah, but, you can get something like that dirt cheap now.
But my graphics card is not the worst thing on here. It's my processor. It's 6 years old.
What's your processor?
It's an Intel Pentium D.
Is it single core, dual core?
It's a dual core.
What's the speed?
2.8.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's dual core 2.0, I think, and higher.
Yeah, but like I can't even play World of Warcraft on the high settings, but I can play The Old Republic on high.
Oh, that's good.
If I turn shadows off. But, you know, it's shadows, you know, that kind of thing. I was really surprised. If you got any questions, just throw them out there.
Okay, how's the loot for the game?
Since it's good.
Star Wars, like, how does that work?
Well, I mean, you know, if you played not Knights of the Old Republic, you know, it's kind of the same kind of loot, you know. You might...
I didn't play, though.
I know, so... you do get a lot of trash, which is gray items that, you know, that just, that you have no use at all. They're just there for you to sell.
To sell, yeah.
And the Old Republic does something awesome. Since you have a companion, you can give all your trash to your companion and send them to sell it. Kind of like, Torchlight does.
Oh, yeah. And Fable?
No.
I think Fable did that? No, not the... No. I could have sworn some game on the 360 did that. Some game like Fable or maybe Fallout.
Torchlight.
Something, yeah. Okay.
Fallout might have. I don't know.
I think maybe if it is, it's New Vegas. It's not the original.
But yeah, like your companion will be gone for like 60 seconds. But you can't choose what your companion will take. So, you know, you can't say, like, hey, also sell these pants that I no longer wear.
Wait, so you can't tell them what to sell?
No, it's just they will sell all of your gray eye items, which is all your trash.
Okay,
useless items.
You can't just load them up with stuff and they sell whatever they have?
No.
Okay.
Which, you know, it kind of does make sense, but, you know, Torchlight did it, so, yeah. It's still a cool system, and it's very useful, especially when you're in the middle of a very long cave.
Yeah.
All the enemies behind you have already respawned.
Who's to say they won't come up with an update or a patch to allow?
Maybe, but, you know, I think it's fine the way it is.
Yeah. Sounds pretty cool.
For my Jedi Knight, I didn't say this. I picked... There are different body types you can pick. I picked body 4, which is Fat Guy.
Fat Guy. So the blob with the lightsaber?
Well, when I eventually did get Jedi robes, I just kind of got a picture of all those cons where you see Jedi people. So yeah. I know whenever I play, I'm not picking body type 4 again. And they're only fat on males. Body type 4 is an Amazon on females. It's just a really tall lady.
Oh, of course, because nobody wants to see a fat chick.
Well, you know, if there's a fat guy, there should be a fat chick, too. Come on.
Yeah, I guess.
Nobody wants to see a fat guy either, so.
Well, yeah, you never know. I mean, there could be those guys who want to play themselves.
Hand silently raised. That's why I picked body type 4, but never going to pick body type 4 again.
Not gonna touch that one. So is like the loot like just like different clothes and
yes
stuff like that, or is it like
you know better pants.
Lightsabers and
yep, it's all there.
Blasters and
yep.
Oh, that's cool. I wasn't sure if like that type of stuff would be stuff you have to like earn like buy or whatnot or.
You do have to earn your first lightsaber. Like okay. when you start off, like levels 1 through, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, however you do it. It's all quest reliant, so it's up to you.
Does that happen quick though?
Let's see. It took me about 8 hours on the Jedi Knight, but that was bad. Also me doing all the other side quests and all that kind of stuff. You know, with the Sith Inquisitor, I just kind of want to blow through it.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Let's see. There's the crafting system in the game is interesting because in like, you make armor pieces. Okay. You make.
I figured. I just want clarification.
Yeah, you craft things.
Yeah.
Like in World of Warcraft, you know, a blacksmith will make swords and armor, like basically everything, like for that kind of like that a blacksmith would make. But in the Old Republic, there's not like an armor smith. Well, okay, yes, there's everything is broken out into its own thing, which is a lot because there's armor you can make, there's lightsabers you can make, there's blasters you can make. And then there's also modifications for all of those. Like, say, you can make a new scope for a blaster. Or make a new powerful power cell for a lightsaber. That's also its own thing. Then there's also treasure hunting. There's archaeology. There's a scavenger. There's a bioanalyst. There's diplomacy. Then there's underworld trading. And I think that's all of them. That's a lot of fucking crafting things. That's a lot of skills.
Yeah, sounds like a lot.
You can only pick 3.
Oh.
Which, you know, in World of Warcraft, you can only pick 2, but there wasn't that many.
You can only pick 2, but you can still, like, receive stuff from, like, other people.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
like, you just
can't make it yourself.
You could pick 3, and I could pick 3 different, and we could just...
Yeah, like say team like you picked all the gathering gathering skills. You know, I could pick all the crafting skills. So you would go out and gather all the materials, given me, and then I would make that stuff.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Like that's kind of how that works. But I picked. For my Jedi Knight, because I didn't make it that far with the Inquisitor. For my Knight, I picked Scavenger, which is you basically, if you fight a robot or a droid or something, you can basically pick the pieces off of it. Or, like, you'll be in, like, sewers or something, and there'll be a big old scrap heap. You know, you can go over and take it. And Archaeology, which is where I got a lot of gems and stuff for, like... like future lightsaber kind of stuff. And then I picked, I forget the name of it, but it was to make all the modifications. And that's not what I'm going to pick when I actually play. My three when I'm going to play is, instead of making modifications, I want to make fucking lightsabers.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because I'm going to be a Sith, so I'm going to want to make the lightsabers. Also, with the crafting and skill stuff, like if you see like a scrap pile like across the room, you can click on it and send your companion to go get it instead of you having to run over and pick it up.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I like that.
So basically, you make your companion your bitch.
Basically, because I never figured out how to pick up the stuff myself.
That's funny.
Like, even if I walk up on it and click on it, my companion would do it.
And, you think that may be a bug, or...?
I don't know. I want to say, like, I just didn't figure out how, because I did see people picking up stuff themselves, but they didn't have their companion with them. So I think if you have your companion with you, they do it. If they don't, then you do it.
Ah, okay.
But, you know, you still get the skill points and not all that.
Maybe that is a minor bug, like nothing, you know, game breaking, obviously. But
no, I mean, I did come across bugs. I'm not gonna lie, I came across quite a few.
Well, there are plenty of time to patch it. You know, they still got 3 weeks.
Yeah, like there was one. It wasn't a. It's a bug, but it's definitely not anything that affects gameplay at all. And I thought, I listened to other podcasts that they have all talked about this. There was a pixel, and I thought my monitor was dying. I've heard, from what I've also heard, everybody else thought the same thing, too.
Ooh, but that was scary.
There was a pixel. One itty-bitty pixel. It looked like it was just orange. It's an orange dot.
It's enough to give a geek a heart attack.
And I thought, oh, shit, a dead pixel.
scream like Darth Vader.
I was seeing it all day Friday because, it's still a really small. It's a pixel, one pixel, but you can still see it because it's orange and all you're seeing is blue. Like if you're on a planet that's a lot of blue, you notice it. And it was kind of off in the corner, too.
But so how'd you figure out that was a problem? Like,
because Googling Sunday, it no, Sunday, or? I heard people in, I saw people in the chat going, all hail the orange pick, the orange dot. So I got into a probably 2-hour conversation about this orange dot, and everybody else had it too.
Now, 2-hour like typing conversation?
Yes.
Good lord. Is there no like voice support?
I don't think so.
Or you think there will be in game, or?
I don't know. And there was in World of Warcraft, but it was shit. So. Like everybody just used Ventrilo, but like the live streams that I've been watching, they've been using Skype.
Okay.
I was doing stuff while I was having this conversation. I wasn't just standing there having this conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
Apparently like there was an actual guild in the game called All Hail the Orange Dot. That kind of
thing. Oh, that's hilarious.
It became a meme. It really did. It was a meme.
Leave it to geeks to do something like that.
Yeah, Monday night. Getting around time for like the servers to shut down, and I saw a bunch of people going, "I will miss you, Orange Dot. I'm gonna miss you so much."
It'd be funny if BioWare made that a little setting, an option, just to have that, just to give something to the fans, just as a joke.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too, but I'm just saying, I could see like Valve doing something like
Valve
that.
Valve would probably do something like that, but
yeah,
not BioWare.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. I didn't do any grouping at all, except for that one flashpoint where I grouped up with these three other, they were all friends. They were all troopers. and they did not know how to play the game at all. I don't think, because I take that back. No, they knew how. The healer just didn't heal, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I found myself kicked from the group because we wiped for the third time.
You were kicked because one dude didn't do their job.
Yeah, and they blamed it on me because I was in charge of taking out all the ads around the boss. Actually, it was me and another dude, but the other dude couldn't stay alive. The fight was starting and he would just die. Like, fight start, dead.
Huh.
And the healer kind of refused to heal me at all. So it's automatically my fault.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And then you went in the corner and cried for about 2 hours, and then...
Nope, I was like, oh, well, that was my Flashpoint experience. That wasn't fun. I'm going to wait until, you know, I get with my guild and do one of those. So, Do you got any more questions?
Yeah. Is it like they've been, you know, bragging about? Is it all like audio?
Yes, everything is voiced over. It's all voiceover.
Were you actually surprised that it was all voiced over?
No, like because said? Age of Conan is also all voiced over too. It's just Age of Conan is not any good. I did spend many, many hours while I was playing the game. Who is that actor?
Oh, so it was recognizable people?
There was a couple of, like, I know your voice. I know your voice. I can almost see your face.
Huh.
I'm trying to think of something else. For my advanced class on the Jedi Knight, I picked the Guardian, which is... I'm trying to think of the difference between the Guardian and the Sentinel. Because once you get to level 10... each class splits off into two more classes. So instead of there being, you know, eight classes, there are actually 16. But two of them have the same kind of base skills.
Okay.
The only difference is, you know, like for, like between, I'm going to go with Jedi Knight, Sentinel and Guardian, the Sentinel, is dual wields lightsabers, and is only damage. But the Guardian can tank if they spec into that tree, because once you pick your advanced class, that's when you have access to your skill trees, and there are three. So I was trying to think of the names of the trees. I cannot think of the names of the trees. But I was a damage dealing Guardian Jedi Knight. And I had the title of the Respectable. I don't know how I got that title. So I was insert name here, the Respectable.
Hmm.
Which, you know, in World of Warcraft, it took me forever to get a title. But in the Old Republic, they just seemed to just almost after every quest, just here's a new title. Here's a new title. Let's see. I didn't realize this because I didn't really look at any of the other classes, but apparently each class, they're different. Like, I thought, you know, the race that you play was determined on which side, the Republic or the Empire, like what race you play. But because when you pick your side, you get you pick your side and then your class and then your race. Well, I thought that there were only four races per side. I didn't realize that each class also has I think the fourth race is different on a couple of them. Because for Jedi Knights, one of the races that I know nobody else except maybe the consular would get would be, it's a humanoid that they're almost identical to humans except they're blind. But they see through the Force. And there was a character like that in KOTOR 2.
Kind of like a weird Jedi, or kind of like a weird Jedi Daredevil type?
Kind of, yeah. And for Let's see, the races that I could pick from for Jedi Knight were human, that one class, which I want to call a Mandaluka, it starts with an M. I could be totally wrong. A Zabrak, which is Darth Maul, or a Twi'lek. And for the Sith Inquisitor, I could pick from a human, a Zabrak, a Twi'lek, or a Sith Pureblood. And apparently there's also a Cyborg as well, but I never saw a Cyborg. I guess Cyborg is apparently its own race.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else.
Let's see. I don't know. I'm just really afraid because I love Star Wars and I love co-op, and this just seems like just so much co-op. You know, basically it's all co-op, or it all can be co-op.
Yes, it totally can be. Like when I said like for your single player experiences, like for your class, where you walk through that force field, you can have a party member with like another person with you. But when you walk in there, it says so and so is the owner of this area. So when you go up to talk to somebody, you don't get the dice roll for who wins the dialogue option.
No, what do you mean?
Like if you have four people in your group and you talk to somebody, there's a virtual dice roll. Like everybody hears the same thing, and everybody gets basically the same kind of options to pick from. Except some people are going to play dark side Jedi's, or you know, light side Sith, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, and the dice person who wins the dice roll, they
pick that single option.
Okay, yeah.
It's like they don't win like the whole conversation, but they win that option.
And if the person who won picked evil and the other people picked good, they wouldn't get evil karma or evil.
No, they would still get the light side points.
Yeah. Okay. I think you said something about that.
Just like
as far as the story goes.
Yes. The story will end up like, you know, like there's one flashpoint that I've seen a couple times. I didn't play it, but I've seen it. Where there's an option to, like, you're trying to get to a bridge, like a bridge of a ship, but you're kind of blocked off by a force field. And on the other side is a group of engineers. And there's two ways to shut down the force field. One is to open the airlock and kind of terminate something, I don't know, whatever, and it would just kill everybody on the other side of that force field. Or you can go and fix something that's broken. Those are your two options, and somebody in your party is going to pick the evil one. Just telling you, somebody's going to pick the evil one. And you may be playing light side, so you don't want to play. You don't want to have your story go evil. But it's all up to you to the dice roll who wins. And you do see the numbers of that dice roll, which I don't know where it's coming up with the numbers, because you know. I think it's like, I don't, because I've seen a person roll a 200. I think it's just picking random numbers, but I don't know what the range is of those numbers.
Okay. I'm
trying to think of a 200-sided die. God.
Wow. That's a big die. Wow. Let's see. That's all I can think of now. This is probably going to be, I'm probably going to only play this with you or whoever else, you know, if other people pick this up, then yeah, but as far as I know, I've seen
a lot of other people who are going to play this game.
Okay, like now, for example,
Forgetful was in the beta, but we never played together.
Okay.
I know Elf is going to play.
If she can, if she's got the hardware, Lord.
Boot camp. Get boot camp. I mean, that's how that is, because I knew other people were playing on Max, and that's why I was kind of surprised on why Elf couldn't do it. I found out why. It's because they were running boot camp, which, you know, if you don't know what boot camp is, it allows you to run Windows.
Oh yeah, dual booting.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I've just been ball washing this game the entire time. I do want to kind of talk about some of the bugs, you know, that I did come across.
Go ahead.
There was one, you know, there was a couple of them that, you know, a couple bugs just, you know, like, oh, game stopped working.
Ooh.
Oh, hey, look, really? my desktop. Yeah, that probably happened at least twice a day.
Was there a way to submit the...
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, like there was a big old button at the top of the screen that says, submit bug. And you tell them what exactly you're doing. And, you know, they should take care of it at some time.
Well, that's good.
Like, there was one bug that I came across where my Sith Inquisitor, her walking animation, she wouldn't walk. Instead of walking, she would stand. So she was basically hovering everywhere she went. Which was kind of cool, because, you know, like, I'm using the Force to just fly. But, you know, it was a complete bug. And then when she took out her lightsaber, she could just walk normally. But then when I would kill an enemy and then loot that person, she'd bend down and pick up that loot and then be stuck in the bend down animation. So she'd be crouched. You know, no, it's not what you mean. It's not what you think.
I know.
But she would, like, she's like crouched and just kind of floating everywhere. Like her legs would all of a sudden do the splits or something.
Wow.
And the only way to fix that bug that I found out was to completely restart. Like, quit.
Oh, that restart. Is a bad bug.
Because there was another bug that I was not the only one having it, because it was in chat. I figured out how to fix the bug where you would kill an enemy, you would see it would have loot, but you couldn't get the loot. You just click on it and nothing would happen. And the way to fix the bug was to sit down and stand back up. How that had anything to do with it, I have no idea, but it fixed the bug.
Yeah, I've heard of bugs about as weird as that, so yeah.
Trying to think of a couple others. Oh yeah, this happened. There, like, I didn't know it was a bug at first, but the first pair of pants that I got as a Jedi that were better than the ones I was wearing at first, I put them on and I thought they were short shorts.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh god, these are terrible pants. Why would they have these? But of course, as soon as I put them on, I went into chat and yelled, who wears short shorts? I wear short
shorts. Of course you did.
And then about 2 hours later, I saw somebody else do the exact same thing. So, but it wasn't until, you know, like, you know what? I have not taken off all my armor. I have not seen this dude in his underwear yet.
Oh, the dude? Is that okay? I thought you...
Well, you know, you got to know. And that was when I found out, oh, wait a minute. I wasn't wearing short shorts. My pants were invisible. And I was wondering why people were in the chat were talking about invisible pants. I found out why.
Huh. So, the Old Republic has invisible pants.
It does. And I only came across one pair of invisible pants on my female.
But, and it's not the good kind of invisible, because it doesn't turn you invisible.
Right. Like,
so.
Like, oh, sweet. The pants turn you invisible. That's awesome.
So no, you're just a torso floating in the air. Nope. Not this pair.
Nope, just nobody can see your pants. And I did also see a lot of... I don't know if the players did this or it was a bug. Because I was a lot of people... I was a lot of them I saw. Where other people's companions were in their underwear. A lot. Like, it was almost too many to say that people were just taking off their companion's clothes. It was just like, I could not see they were wearing the invisible clothes. They were wearing the Emperor's new clothes. But, yeah. Nothing really kind of game-breaking other than the, like, oh, hey, my desktop.
Yeah. Or the companion doing the splits in midair.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen.
Alrighty, anything else?
Although when I was doing, when I was kind of stuck in the kind of floating animation, I did try to dance while I was doing it, and I did the dance animation. But then when I tried to walk again, my torso turned a full 180, which didn't look right at all.
Yeah, that's a bit freaky.
And of course, her hands were kind of stuck up in her dancing animation, like kind of partway through. So she had her hands up, 180 walking backwards.
That's talented. Huh. Alrighty. Anything else about the Old Republic?
Not really thinking of anything except that at this point in time, you got 19 days, one hour, 41 minutes, and 50 seconds.
And that's been episode one of the Old Republic for the Win podcast.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess, you know, there's really not much going on, but that's like the most exciting thing, at least between the two of us. Not much else going on to really talk about, so I guess we can jump into our I recommend.
Yeah, which was my I recommend.
Yes.
And I picked The Captains.
And I gotta say, I only fell asleep once. I'm kidding, of course.
What'd you think of it?
I learned a lot. I learned that there was like a lot more captains than I thought there were. I only knew about William Shatner and Patrick Stewart, and of course the new dude, but those were the only two I really knew.
Really?
I really wasn't a Star Trek fan.
Ugh. See, I know a lot of people think this is the worst of all the Star Trek shows, but I really loved Voyager, which was the female captain.
Yeah, I did find it kind of weird that the last Star Wars or Star Trek show was the first one, like the captain of the last one. It's the first, like it was a prequel. I was like, what? Really? They did that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
kind of crazy.
It didn't last very long. I think it lasts maybe two seasons.
Well, that's almost as long as the original.
It lasted three, and it was loved, but Enterprise was not loved. Like it wasn't bad. Just it wasn't as good as the others.
Yeah,
but I will say this. You know, I mean William Shatner even said it in the documentary. Avery Brooks, I think, has lost his mind a little bit, because he definitely had like a Stevie Wonder kind of sway to him.
Yeah. Especially when he was playing the piano,
Really? Like, Stevie really? Wonder.
Does everyone play the piano like that? Because I'm thinking. But yeah, it was interesting. I definitely thought it was funny. They showed William Shatner walking around, sneaking up on people, like while they were taking photographs, and they're like, "Oh my god!" It, you know.
Yeah, he, like, especially that first one, because he came up behind a group of people who didn't know he was there, just kind of photobombed them.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah, but I gotta say, I don't know. I mean, he must be doing some voodoo magic, because he doesn't really look 80 to me.
Oh yeah, he aged well.
He's got to be shooting up like Botox or some shit like that. I don't know.
Well, out of like the original cast, I will say Forrest Kelly, who played Bones, did not age well at all before he died.
Yeah, I mean Patrick Stewart. I mean, he even looks older than William Shatner, and he's younger than William Shatner.
Yeah.
By like 10 years. So that he definitely looks pretty good for 80.
But I kept finding it weird, when everybody was talking about their past, William Shatner kept interrupting them, going, "Well, why'd they do that? Oh, why do you think that?" Like, it really, to me, felt like it's more about him.
Oh, of course it's about him.
It was about him.
It's him interviewing them.
Yeah. It wasn't them being interviewed. It was him interviewing them.
Because, I mean, he was the first, at least the first in real world.
Yeah.
I did think it was funny when him and the other guy were arm wrestling.
Oh, Christopher Pine? Yeah. Yeah. And you did not see who won.
Yeah. That was definitely, you know who won. I know know who won. Well, obviously,
let's see, the writer, the director was William Shatner, and it cut away when and you didn't see the end.
And you saw like the crowd saying, "Oh my god, I can't believe he's that strong." But yeah, it was definitely interesting. It kind of makes me want to maybe give Star Trek another try.
See, I don't understand. I kind of do, but the Star Trek versus Star Wars thing, it's two different shows.
I agree. It's
two
just,
different things. You know, Star Wars is space fantasy. Star Trek is science fiction.
Oh, that's not my really. That's really not my thing. It's just I never really watched Star Trek. That's just the thing. I've always joked about, you know, oh, I like Star Wars better, but honestly, I've just never really had the opportune moment or, you know, never really. I mean, I've sat down and watched, you know, a couple here or there or a couple, you know, every now and then. Or I think I remember watching one of the movies or two of the movies with the rest of my family. And I mean, I have the new one on Blu-ray. I really do like that. The new one's really good.
Yeah, I mean, I do like the quote-unquote reboot.
Well, it's quote-unquote. Isn't it like a side boot? Like a sideways?
Yeah, it is. It is, like, because it's an alternate universe.
Yeah, which, you know, definitely makes me think I should go back and watch the Star Trek, the older stuff. Isn't it on Netflix?
Yeah, it is. All except Deep Space Nine.
Is that any good?
It's like kind of like Next Generation. It starts out slow, but during Deep Space Nine, there's a full out war. Like, that doesn't really happen in any of the other Star Treks.
Okay.
So Deep Space Nine is a full out war.
Okay, but yeah, it was definitely a not a boring documentary by any means. Definitely not.
No, it's good.
Like I said, I didn't fall asleep, so that says something. I'm trying to think of anything else about it. That let's see. I honestly I would have gotten more out of it if I, you know, was a fan or had watched the Star Trek. You know,
yeah, you
the people.
You probably would have recognized probably a lot more people. You know,
but I mean, like I said, basically, I didn't know half of those people.
See, there's Jonathan Franks. He was in it. Jerry Ryan kind of made an appearance, kind of.
Yeah, they did interview a lot of other people, like,
yeah,
that weren't captains.
Yeah, but it was definitely all about Shatner.
Oh yeah, it's special. Oh, let's see which you know the popular captain by which action figure we don't have. Oh yeah, we're low on you know Picard, but you know we got Kirk. Do we have a Kirk? No, I don't see a Kirk.
I know you didn't recognize him because you didn't watch. He was the doctor in Voyager.
Okay.
So he is a Star Trek person.
Oh, and he's selling action figures?
No, I think he was just there.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. Yeah, I thought he was just some random, because it didn't say underneath him or anything.
No, like, it totally didn't. But that was the doctor from Voyager, and he didn't have a name because he was a hologram.
Okay, so maybe I don't know. Sucks for him. He didn't get titled. But yeah,
I mean, neither did Jerry Ryan. So
yeah, but that definitely a good pick. I'm kind of surprised it was on Instant Watch as quickly as it has been.
Yeah,
it just came out too, like this year.
Yeah, yeah, like Shatner and Pike, they were both talking about Pine were talking about the movie Unstoppable, which came out recently, like within the last year.
Yeah, I think 2010, I want to say.
Late.
Yeah, late. But yeah, So this was fairly recent, and I don't know, maybe I'm surprised it was on Netflix. It didn't really give people much of a chance to, you know, buy it. But then I guess something like this, maybe most people wouldn't really want to buy and have in their collection to,
unless they're not really.
Unless they're like diehard Star Trek fans.
If you're a diehard Star Trek fan, then you would have the Star Trek the Animated Series.
Okay.
Because I was just scrolling down through Netflix, and that is totally on Netflix.
Oh wow! Like on Instant Watch?
Yep.
Really? That's weird. Huh.
1973.
That's weird. Speaking of Star Trek, real quick, I know this is Star Trek related. One of the podcasts I listen to is Star Talk Radio.
Okay.
I started listening to it because the astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, I forget. I don't know. He's got three names. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah, there we go. He interviewed the lady who played the original Star Trek. Was it Uhura?
Uhura.
Uhura, yeah, he interviewed her, and that is an interview you would probably really like. I think anybody would really like that, because she talks about, you know, how she was at a party, you know, during Star Trek, or her you know, right at when the first year ended, and she was thinking about quitting, and then she had actually decided to quit, and then she ran into Martin Luther King Jr. at the party. Which, one, that made me think, wow, it's that old? I never really thought those 70s. Two were... Yeah. Well, no, earlier than that, right? 60s or...
Late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, but, so, and she goes on, and it's a really touching story. Couple really touching stories, and in fact they made it the interview, they made it two podcast episodes long, and they're only like 45 minutes long each. They're pretty short podcasts, but I definitely would recommend, you know, if you're a Star Trek fan, to maybe check that out. You can find it at startalkradio.net. And it's a good podcast in general. It's a really good science podcast. The Neil deGrasse Tyson, he normally has like some comedian or, you know, some comedian hosting with him, and he breaks down things like a lot of different types of science stuff down, like time travel and, you know, like different NASA stuff. And he breaks it down to where, you know, average people can understand it. Not that I'm saying we're average, but
I would definitely check that out.
Yeah, and like I said, I only knew about it because he was on the Nerdist, and then he said that the Nerdist guys were on his show, and then I mean he's got some pretty good guests. Like he's had what's his name? Stephen Colbert. He's had the creators of the Big Bang Theory, where I found out they have an actual science advisor. He had the science advisor on the show. So when they talk about, you know, physics and science stuff, you know, it's actually real stuff.
I'm also sure what's her face also helps out too.
What do you mean, what's her face?
Amy.
Amy.
Sheldon's girlfriend.
Yeah, but who, is she an actual scientist or?
She has a doctorate in neuropsychology or neuro something.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, like after Blossom, she went to school. Like she got you know, which, you know, her character on that show was like a neuro.
She was too. That Blossom girl or whatever.
Yes.
That's funny, because in one of the episodes, Sheldon referenced, or no, one of them references that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've actually Blossom.
I've actually only seen a couple episodes of of Big Bang Theory.
Oh, it's an amazing show. In fact, Neil deGrasse Tyson, the host of Star Talk Radio, he was actually on an episode, and Sheldon walks up to him. Ends up walking up to him and saying, thanks a lot. Pluto was one of my favorite planets because Neil deGrasse Tyson was one of the people to in charge of declaring Pluto's not a planet.
You're not helping your case.
What?
Pluto is a fucking planet.
I agree. But I'm just saying that's funny because Sheldon, you know, he gets Neil deGrasse Tyson plays himself, and Sheldon gets mad at him because of that on the show. So I thought that was funny. I think Pluto's a planet. I mean, you can't say it's a planet for so long and then be like, oh, my bad, it's not a planet.
Yeah. Actually, taking a big tangent, there's something kind of similar to that in Skyrim, because in the Elder Scrolls universe there are 9 gods, and between Elder Scrolls 4 and 5 something happened and somebody said, oh wait, this one god is not a god anymore.
That's funny.
So in Oblivion they say by the 9, and in Skyrim there's some people saying by the 8. And then in this one town, there's a guy kind of standing on a corner going, you know, kind of saying like, this is a god. He is a true god. How dare them say, like, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. But real quick, that episode with the Nichelle Nichols, who plays Lieutenant Uhura.
Uh-huh.
There's 2 of them. One's a conversation with Nichelle Nichols, and then the second one is NASA and Nichelle Nichols. Both great. I mean, I've gone through and listened to just about almost all of the podcasts because it's really interesting stuff, and it gets my brain working and thinking, and I like that. Because, I mean, they've done the physics of superheroes, time travel at the movies, you know, science at the movies, chemistry, the Star Trek stuff.
I've seen a lot of those documentaries on History Channel.
Yeah. He actually has a show on one of those channels, some science show. I think it's Nova Science or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so one of those, I think. Yeah, but
because Nova's kind of big. Like Nova is what they show in science classes.
Yeah, I mean, apparently this dude's like a rock star in the science world.
Wow.
But I mean, he was one of the people to say Pluto wasn't a planet. That's kind of a big deal, I think.
Well, that's...
Even if you don't agree with him, that's a big deal that he had that power. But, yeah, I mean, he's had, like, tons of, you know, John Stewart, Stephen Colbert, let's see, what else? Where is it? John Hodgman, the guy who plays a PC on, you know, I'm a PC, I'm a Mac. He's had Joan Rivers... The Nerdist, of course, and tons of people. So I mean, he breaks things down to where, you know, even the people who aren't really that into science, you know, too much, can understand. And it's just a fascinating show or podcast. But I guess that lasted a bit longer than I thought. It started out because of Star Trek, but I'm
adding it to my podcast list.
Awesome.
If I can find the podcast RSS feed.
What is it?
Because hitting the RSS button, that's not a podcast RSS feed. This makes fascinating radio. Let's just keep going.
Yeah. Well, I can easily edit this silences out. But anyways, I guess it's my turn for next week.
Yes.
Let's see. You've seen The Labyrinth, right?
No.
Oh my god, really?
No.
No as in no, you...
I have not seen it.
Oh my god. Well, that's gonna be my recommendation. You know, I really didn't think you were gonna say no. I really thought you. Wow, that's just wow.
Here's something weird. I was just looking like on my Google Reader. I just found something. It is the Labyrinth drinking game.
Huh, that's interesting.
Here it is. Let's see, drinking game. Take a drink every time you see David Bowie's crotch.
Oh God, you'd be shit-faced within the first 20 minutes, shit.
Take two if it's a close-up of his package.
Oh God.
Take a drink every time someone says Sarah.
That'll be a lot.
Take a drink every time Sarah whines or complains.
Yeah.
Take a drink every time a puppet dances.
Okay, that's just suicide right there. This is suicide. if you partake, that's just plain up suicide. But yeah.
Let's see. So, take a drink every time you see David Bowie.
You feel twice as much now.
I've been drinking, so no. David Bowie's balls, the crystal one, you perv.
You perv in the rules, or
it totally does. Okay. In parentheses, the crystal ones, you perv.
That makes it even funnier.
Take a drink every time David Bowie turns you on. That one's for Elf.
Yeah.
And then finish all the alcohol when you realize your childhood is ruined.
I don't get that. It's not bad.
I knew you wouldn't like that one.
There is
totally a picture of David Bowie in his costume next to him. Yeah, you'd get totally shit faced in that movie.
Yeah, but it's a good. I mean, it's a good movie. Just don't pay
attention. He's wearing a cup, right?
To
accentuate that bulge.
I don't know, but I never paid attention to his junk, and I don't plan on it. Hopefully, you don't either. Now that you read this, but yeah,
I have a bottle of vodka sitting on that shelf. It'd probably be empty after this movie.
You're not allowed to do a drinking game. That's not in the rules.
Since when?
Since you would be passed out drunk within the first 20 minutes and wouldn't finish the rest of the movie.
Well, that's on the same side of falling asleep, right? I don't see a difference there.
Well, the difference is the troll hunter, that was a foreign movie with subtitles that you hadn't even seen yourself, right?
Well, most of the movies that I recommend, I have not seen yet.
Well, this is one of my favorite movies, and I'm honestly surprised you've never seen it. And it kind of goes hand in hand since The Muppets just came out, because this is Jim Henson.
Yeah, it's a Jim Henson thing. I want to say I have seen parts of it, because when I think of The Labyrinth, I see David Bowie singing on the Escher stairs, on the MC Escher stairs. Is that a scene?
Yeah, that's a scene.
Okay, so I have seen it. I was just very young. When this movie come out?
86.
Yeah, I was probably very young.
That's no excuse. I'm younger than you, and I've seen it, like, God, 100 times, probably. I own it on DVD and Blu-ray.
Well, okay, it was on the vein of you haven't played KOTOR because it was before you were a gamer. This movie came out before I was born. How's that?
But that doesn't work because I wasn't born either. I'm younger.
So that gives you no excuse for not playing KOTOR. I'm going to turn this around on you. I really am.
I don't see how you can, but...
I did it and succeeded.
That's my...
I did it.
Sure you did. that's my pick for next week. It's one of my favorite movies. I'd say top 10, if not top 5. So... I'm really shocked. I was just looking through my movies and was just going to cross this off, you know, because I I really would have sworn you would have seen it, but... Well,
okay, another movie I have not seen that is on the vein of the popularity of The Labyrinth is The Dark Crystal. I have not seen it.
I own it, but it's not... it's not unlike it as much as The Labyrinth, but... let me see. You've seen The Princess Bride, right?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. Because those
multiple
two
times.
Came out around the same time, I think.
Yes, but The Princess Bride is shown on TV.
The Labyrinth is shown on TV all the time. Yeah, this came out, 87. The other one, The Labyrinth, was, what, 86 or... 86, yeah, so...
According to Netflix, 86, but, you know, Netflix is always right on the dates.
That's true, but, so The Labyrinth, and, I know a lot of people probably have already seen it, so definitely, I'm sure they're maybe expecting to hear us geek out about it and see if you like it or not, since you
I'm actually
kind
sure
of seen it.
If Elf listens to this episode, she will drive up to Indiana and smack me. Because I know she absolutely loves The Labyrinth.
It's an awesome movie. I watch it. Like I said, I have the DVD and the Blu-ray. Just because, just in case I'm not around a Blu-ray player, you know, I got the DVD. But anyways, that's my pick. And I guess, what's the geek question of the week? Last week's was...
It was kind of like, give me a geek question.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ignore all the ones that were suggested and come out with a new one. You know, my weekend was full of Star Wars, so I can only think of Star Wars questions. So, and I'm going to have to try to condense this into a Twitter post, but Jedi are not allowed to get married, have some kind of relationship at all. They're not allowed. Would you actually be a Jedi? Would you want to be a Jedi, or would you go the way of the dark side? Like, which would you actually choose?
Okay, that'll be interesting.
I threw in that relationship thing because I know a lot of people are going, I'm going to be a fucking Jedi. But I don't think a lot of people realize they're not allowed to have relationships. Even though I think all the popular Jedis got married.
Yeah, I was about to say, didn't like... Luke, you know, didn't he
Let's
end
see.
Up getting married in the books?
Revan got married to Bassila, who was also a Jedi. Luke got married to Myra, who is also a Jedi. Leia married Han.
So pretty much post the Return of the Jedi. But then again, that's when all the, you know, the everything was chaotic, you know, all the Jedis were basically extinct and they were starting from scratch.
So this is pre-Clone Wars.
Okay.
So there's still, you know, the same rules of the Jedi apply.
Alrighty.
We
figured that out.
Okay. Yes, now I'm going to have to condense all that to 140 characters.
Part one. Part two. Part
tweet
three.
One. Tweet two. Tweet 55.
But I have faith in you.
I will. It will probably be. Would it be Jedi or Sith in real life? It would probably come down to that.
Would you be Jedi or Sith? Jedi can't. Jedis must stay single.
Jedi no get it.
Jedi get no love. you'll think of something clever.
I will. Yes.
And something fun. You've got a while. So I guess time to close out the show. Well, we are the Geeks for the Win podcast, and we are part of the Open Forum Radio Network, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, like 2-something hours ago. and there are tons of other podcasts. Are you ready, Stuart?
Like... Let me take a drink of water. Okay. Like, of our proper over sportscast, preview point, Angry Meme Mouse Podcast, Humor Radio, Section Z Pike, that's true for the geeking, interrupted audio productions, which includes Lag Free, Know Your Gamer, Chicago Sportscast, Guide Button, The 40 Cast, Knox Podcast, which includes What Does God Say, Love and Warning Podcast, Tenable Brothers, Family Cast, The Millennial Luna Podcast, Media, Livecast, Spotlight, Geeks for the Win, and Vault Reviews.
Alrighty. That intrepid audio that
trips me up.
That trips you up. I can see because you're not used to it.
No, otherwise I probably would have gotten it all in one breath.
Yeah, but definitely check out our Android app. I've heard we're supposed to be getting back on the Android marketplace soon, so
good.
That'll be great. Just search Geeks FTW on the Amazon App Store. On iOS devices, just in the App Store, just search Geeks FTW and it'll pop
or on,
up.
Or on Amazon.com on your computer if your Amazon account is synced to your phone.
Yeah, but I mean, I've already said the Android. I'm talking about the iOS App Store.
I know. I was talking about the Amazon because that's how you get it on Android.
Yeah, I've already said that. I'm talking about iPhone, iOS.
I know, and I went back to Android.
Okay, you're messing my rhythm up. the little rhythm I have since I'm a white boy, but just search Geeks FTW on the iOS, you know, Apple's App Store, and you'll get the podcast box app should pop up, and it, you know, the apps are just $1.99, and I haven't put up the bonus content for last week yet, so I'm just going to put it up for this episode. So if you're listening to this episode and you got the app, just check this episode's bonus for bonus content, since it's, you know, it's the newest one, and we'll have bonus content next week. We'll make sure of that. Just not much going on this week. Not much going on really in the geek world. Till probably the Old Republic actually releases, and then after that, CES in January. Yeah. But you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Just search The Geeks FTW. You can leave us a voicemail at 1-347-GEEK-FTW. That's 1-347-433-5389. We got no voicemails this week, unfortunately. If you want to send us an email with, you know, just an email of suggestions, you want to be on the show, you know, feedback, if you don't want to call the voice line, if you just want to record yourself and send us the audio to play, that's fine. It's thegeeksftw@gmail.com. And we still are looking for a third host. Third chair on the show. So, yeah. So far, we have not had anybody interested in it at all. So, you know, if you are, your chances are very good. But we're not willing to take just anybody. We do have standards. And iTunes reviews. Leave us an iTunes review. That really helps. And I have iTunes up. And let's see. God, what was the date for our last iTunes review? Let's see.
June?
Okay.
I think it was, I know who it was. It was Game Enthuse.
Okay, so I guess shout outs to Ivan Marin. He left us one. Shout outs to Knight3K. Let's see. Vlad's Hammer from the OFR proper. He left us one. Patriot 1030. He left us one. And Robert Snyder. He left us one. I think I'm missing one. But yeah, that's mostly because they had to leave us one.
don't tell them that. Don't say that.
Yeah, it still helps, though.
Tell them that we took a gun to their head. Man. No, don't.
Anyways, leave us an iTunes review. Just search, you know, Geeks FTW or The Geeks FTW or any variation of that.
Just spell it right.
And we actually, yes, spell it right. Geeks FTW. That stands for the win. We actually have a sponsor now, AccessoryGeeks.com.
Woohoo!
They have all kinds of cell phone accessories. You know, any like Blackberries, Android, all kinds of Android phones, iPhones, just you, anything you could think of. Car charger, extra batteries, extended batteries, headsets, memory cards, cases. They got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's a cool looking site. It's got a bunch of stuff that I'm actually looking at buying a couple things from there. So.
Yeah, so, and if you're interested, check out, the link is tinyurl.com/accessoryftw, and if you spend $50 or more, you can get $10 off by using the code AGEEK1050. That's, you know, AGEEK1050, for $10 off 50. And we really want to thank them for becoming a sponsor for us. We finally have sponsors. That makes me so happy.
Yay!
And it's a geek related sponsor. It's not something like,
yeah,
I don't know, Petco. It's not, you know, because
hey,
you know
we take Petco.
Hey, I saw Petco. They were looking for, you know.
We would totally take them.
I have a pet, so yeah, sure, why not.
They've got money.
Yeah, they've got money. But definitely check that out. The links and promo codes will be in the show notes. So just, you know, if you didn't list, pay attention, just go to thegeeksftw.com and check out the show notes for episode 67. And it's shout-outs time. Stuart?
I like to shout out, you know, usual people, the writers. I've already done my shout out to the network, but I would like to shout out Terry Proudhome, which you might know him as Timo. He had a stroke a couple weeks ago, and he's in the recovery right now, and he's doing well. So, you know, we're thinking of you, man.
Yeah, definitely. You're in our prayers.
Shout out to BioWare, because your game is awesome.
It took you away from Skyrim for a weekend.
Which the patch came out today to fix the install issue where it picks the lower graphics.
But that doesn't really affect you much.
But I probably won't notice on my standard FTV.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can get some of that chat by, you know, checking out our co-op video we made, which should be out soonish.
It is edited. It just needs to be uploaded to our video hosting site.
So maybe out, you know, the day you're listening to this, or the next day.
Yes.
And it's kind of funny because that's one of the few times Stuart and I have actually played a game together since we started the podcast.
I'm trying to think. We've done a couple game nights together, but that's about it.
Most of our gaming was before we started the podcast.
Yeah, it was. Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Because I know we did play, like, maybe Black Ops.
We did play a lot. No, we played a lot of Modern Warfare 2 together.
And we did play Black Ops last year. I remember.
A little bit.
But, yeah, not really much since we started the podcast.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But hopefully that'll change.
The Old Republic will change that.
Definitely.
Because William will join the dark side and join my guild, right?
Right. And do you want to talk about what you're going to do for the Old Republic?
Oh, I am going to do an unboxing of the Collector's Edition. And before the game comes out, I'm going to, if everything turns out right, I will do videos of the game before it comes out. So
basically you get to see him play and him go, ha ha, I'm playing and you aren't, ha ha.
Well, no, I'll be more informative about that, but
you will say that though.
You should have pre-ordered the game and you'd be here with me.
Hey, who says it's too late to pre-order?
It's not too late, so.
Exactly. I need to get on that. But, yeah, definitely. Thought that Which should be
I do think it is too late to pre-order the collector's edition, but there's still the standard edition and the deluxe digital edition, which you can only get through, I think, Origin.
Okay.
Which I don't think the game runs through Origin, if you have to run Steam to play a Steam game. Yeah. I don't think that's the case with the old Republic.
Okay.
Because Battlefield, you had to run Origin on the PC to play. I think.
I heard all kinds of weird shit about Battlefield on the PC, but yeah.
But I did not have to run Origin to play the beta. So
already, but so yeah, tons of stuff coming for in the Geeks for the Win, in our future. So definitely check out our site.
And I'm still in the process of building the green screen. So,
and we're still in the process of updating the site. So hopefully, yes. maybe before the Old Republic comes out, we'll have our new site launched. Hopefully. I'm going to be diving deep into working on that. So, but anyways, any more shout outs?
Nothing I can think of.
For me, I guess.
Oh, no, wait, I do have one. I do have one, actually.
Alrighty, go ahead.
Shout out to Tessa.com for answering my question before Thanksgiving. One of my voicemails was played on Tessa.com, which is a big tested site.
Oh, I gotta listen to that then. I guess it does that. Is it on a podcast or?
Yes, that's the podcast is This Is a Test, and I think it's the last episode of right now.
I'll definitely check that out. I need to check that stuff out anyways, because you and a bunch of other people seem to really love them.
Yes, we do.
But I guess for me, I guess shout outs to Accessory Geeks for sponsoring us. And remember, tinyurl.com/accessory for the win. FTW accessory FTW. $10 off, 50 or more. Enter the code AGEEK1050 in the show notes. Sorry, I'm just so happy to be able to say, we have a sponsor.
Yeah.
Hope maybe we can actually, get some of our hosting bills actually paid. That would be crazy.
Hey, but, Audible, jump on that bandwagon.
Yes, definitely. We wouldn't mind Audible, but, the AMP guys are doing the Audible. Also, I guess shout outs to, Gears of War 3, an epic. I finished that game and loved it, and going to be diving into that some more, and Call of Duty. Please get Elite working. Get all the bugs fixed with that, because right now you still can't really do anything with the video vault stuff.
Oh, ew. Yeah. Yeah. It's,
I mean, you can go on your friend's Xbox, you can go on Xbox and check out your friends, on the actual theater mode, whatever, check your friends' other videos out, but you fixed? Can't. Yeah, I looked at yours and you're shooting through the seat.
That was an amazing shot. Cause it was a headshot.
I guess you should have like tracked the bullet though. You should have like slowed time.
I tried, I really did, but it doesn't go that slow.
Yeah, but you can check that stuff out, but you can't link it to your. It doesn't show up on your vault where you're able to link it to YouTube or anything like that yet.
I got one to show up, but the audio was off sync. So
yeah, well, I mean, the Call of Duty Elite's Twitter, they've said that the vault stuff isn't working, but it's saved. The stuff hasn't disappeared. It's just not working at the moment. But what else? Shout outs to the Muppets, because hopefully I'll see them before next show.
Yes, I don't have a game to play this weekend that will stop me from going, so I will see it this weekend. Because I said that last episode, but I couldn't leave the house. I only had a short time to play the Old Republic. I had
to. Except for to help a friend not move a couch.
That's because I'm just too damn nice. he texted me saying, like, hey, can you help me move a couch? I sat there just staring at my phone like, I can't say no. I really can't because he helped me move my freaking TV.
Yeah.
So, so I said yes and then cursed myself afterwards.
Yeah, well, at least you got out and you did something. But anyways, I guess that's it. Shout outs to the OFR guys, the Open Forum Radio Network, everyone there. And I guess this has been episode 67 of the Geeks for One podcast, and we will see you next week.
Oh, I missed my Jedi.